This is 103.3 KWBU FM. I'm Carlos Morales, and with me in the studio today is Ashley Bean Thornton. She's here for our weekly segment, Act Locally Waco. Ashley, hi.
Hey.
So it's 4th of July weekend.
Yes. Happy birthday, America.
Yeah. Happy birthday, America. And I'm sure there'll be families traveling around for this, you know, holiday weekend. But what do we have here in McLennan County that families who stay back can do?
Well, the big thing, of course, is 4th on the Brazos, which mm-hmm. is huge fun, fireworks, food, music, fireworks, all kinds of exciting, fun family things, all free. And that the big news this year is that is moving to McLean Stadium.
Oh, okay.
So it's traditionally at Indian Spring Park, but this year it'll be at McLean Stadium. Should be tons of fun. I really encourage everybody to make the effort to get out. It's a big community event. But that's not the only thing. Friday night, mm-hmm. a really fun thing, is Waco Children's Theater is doing a tribute to Elvis.
Oh,
so that should
cool.
be fun. Little kids, it's called All Shook Up, and it's going to be at the Lee Lockwood Library Museum on Waco Drive. That costs $12, starts at 7:30. So that'd be fun. And, of course, it is First Friday downtown.
First Friday downtown, that's yes. right. So that means shops will be open a little extended past their hours.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And what else can people expect?
A lot of places will have, you know, kind of specials. It's a really fun night to be downtown. So that happens every First Friday.
And do we have anything else coming up for the week that people
Well, there's there's all kinds of neat things going on during the week, but I wanted to particularly point out a book drive going on. Mm-hmm. You can donate new or gently used books for toddlers, children, or teens at either the Baylor Bookstore in the lobby or the Columbus Avenue Baptist Church Recreation Center in their lobby between now and July 15th. And those books will become a part of a summer reading fun fair that's going to be held in August, where kids from some of the elementary schools in WISD will get a chance to receive not just one book, but a bookshelf and several books to kind of start their first home library.
All righty. Well, Ashley, thanks for talking to us about this week's activities and events. We always appreciate you coming by to the studio to talk to us.
Oh, I appreciate the chance. It's always a lot of fun.
For more information, visit actlocallywaco.org.